Good evening. Tonight I am in the Park Hotel in Kilchamah, County Mayo, for what promises to be a big quiz run by the local GA club. Anyway, I just started talking here because my teammates haven't shown up yet, and I've made the mistake of being here at the stated time on the poster. There, I'm sure they'll be here before the quiz actually begins. Nice little touch. Sometimes I feel like, you know, am I completely alone or running the blog and all that and doing quiz things? However, teams of complete strangers sat down beside me, next table over, and they've just spent the last 10 minutes, looking through a picture around that one of them brought from a different quiz. So there you go. That made me feel good. Oh, hello. It's, my word, it is now 12:47 in the morning, and our quiz has just ended here. We have finished on 84 out of 100. We were two behind the leaders going into the final round, and we did as much as we could, which is to say we scored 10 points. And we'll see now. We haven't had the scores yet, so we'll see how we got on. If we've made a gain. There were two teams tied in the lead on 76 points going into the final round, and we were tied just behind them on third on 74. It's been a good quiz on the whole, although it did have an element of lottery to it. Round three was called the Spot the Ball round. And if you're familiar with Spot the Ball in newspapers, you'll know what this one was like. We had 10 pictures of random sporting events, a lot of GA, some rugby, some soccer, and beach volleyball, and ladies tennis. And on each sheet, each picture was A, B, and C, and D options, and you had to pick. We thought we were doing well. We got the first four right.
You could have called it the potluck round.
Yeah, it purely was potluck round, but we, unfortunately, after getting those first four right, got no more. So, 4 out of 10, not so good. Anyway, we'll go. I'll come back to you when we have some final scores to report. Now, all over. I'm in out of the rain, because it's actually teeming down here. I'm afraid we didn't win. We were 2 points behind the leaders going to the final round, and we all got 10s, by which I mean the leaders, both of them got 10, and we and the team that we were in joint third with got 10. So final scores, we were tied in third on 84, and there was two teams tied in 86. The organisers had one tiebreak to rule them all, I suppose. They just called it 5 extra questions, and all 4 teams involved did them, and the tiebreak was successful in the sense that we got 5 right, so we claimed third on our own, and one of the top 2 got 5 right as well, so they won. Anyway, good night, funny night, and we've got a bottle of wine to show for it, which is probably my second or third bottle of wine I've won this month. If only I drank wine, huh? There was one very funny incident during the quiz I must tell you about. He played it very obscure. Well, maybe not to people who are into that kind of music. It's a country and Irish song called the Honda 50. And his question beforehand was, how much did the bike cost? So, they played the tune. And all we knew was it rhymed with 2. Because the next line was, he took it for a test drive in Kinnegad and it surely flew. So we guessed 82. And when he called it the answer, he called it 92. And we're like, oh, well, we got it wrong. But then loads of people started going, no, 82. So he says, okay, we'll prove this once for all. So he gets out the stereo again and he picks the tune and he plays it. And everyone's a bated breath. And out comes the line of the song. And sure enough, it was 82. And there's a huge cheer, biggest of the night, for this event, which is totally impromptu, but it was great crack. Anyway, that's it for me. Good night, good morning. Talk to you soon.